Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and I'm doing something different today. Rather than have a guest, I'm opening the lines for call-ins. The number to call in is 800-930-2819. So let's get connected. So wherever and whatever you're doing, I invite you right now to just get fully present in this moment. All we ever have is this very moment. And since this is the only moment we ever have, in a very real sense, this very moment is the most important moment of your life. And so is this one. So I invite you to not wait for a future moment to love yourself and to be happy. Let's do it right now. Unless you're driving, stop whatever you're doing and just wrap your arms around yourself. And if you don't have physical arms or your arms aren't working, then wrap the arms of love around yourself. And while holding yourself, let's take three big breaths together. And as you breathe in, feel the aliveness in your lungs. And as you exhale, release any of the tension that you're holding in your body. And again, inhale. Feel how alive the cells in your body are. Again, releasing any tension, releasing anything from the past. One more breath, fully present, right here, right now, feeling how alive you are, celebrating how alive you are. And now letting it go. The voice we all need to pay attention to is our own voice. And how is your relationship with yourself right now? I'm inviting everyone to join me in this great shift back to our soul, back to your soul. And I understand we have a caller already, so let's put the caller on the air. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. You're live on the air.
Hi, Lynette. My name is Clara.
Clara. Hi, Clara.
Hello. Thank you for doing this. I have a question about sexual energy. So, what I want to know is, what do you do when you love someone and you're committed to your relationship, but the sex is not as it should be? And so I guess I have two questions. That and your sex life is lacking. What do you do to keep the energy, the sexual energy, flowing in a healthy way so it doesn't negatively affect other areas of your life? So those are my...
Okay, so the first question was, if you're in a relationship, but the sex isn't what you want it to be,
mm-hmm.
And are you comfortable saying what you would want it to be? What would you like?
More often, more orgasmic.
Great. And was it ever that way with this partner?
It was more, but not ever as much as I ideally would want it to be.
Okay. So there's so many ways to go with this situation. One level is, you know, being really clear about, you know, what you want in yourself and what you want in a relationship. I know there's a huge range here, you know, if it's someone that you're dating and they're not meeting your needs, sometimes you can, you know, it's really important to explore, you know, that maybe it's not the right fit. If you're, you know, committed, have a home together, particularly have children together, it's you know, I think it's always really great to work things out. So where are you in that continuum? Are you committed to this relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Married with children.
Married with children. Okay. Well, I know that in a very real sense, there's one relationship that we have in this life, and that is with Source. And on that level, you know, we're all one, and that would include you and your husband. And yet I know that we're also living these human lives. And I'm speaking a little haltingly in this moment because I'm wanting to really tune into what would serve you the very best. And I feel that before... Go ahead, Clara.
No,
what were you going to say?
I appreciate you doing this for me.
Yeah. I was going to jump into techniques, but before I do, I'm feeling a connection with your heart. And in that, I can feel this sadness. So I want to start with just having compassion for you, for your heart. And are you okay putting your hands on your heart and
yeah.
breathing into your heart? Okay, so let's breathe into your heart. Okay. So that's where you need to start, is feeling the love in your heart, feeling the sadness, the disappointment in your heart, but also feeling the love that's there. And connect first to yourself, to your own heart before even going to your sexual energy. Not that the sexual energy is separate from that. And then when you approach your husband, how do you approach him on this subject? I'm assuming you've had conversations about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I just try to say what I would like, and he says he's trying or something like that, and then it'll get a little bit better, or it won't. It's not, or it's never really been like any sort of huge leaps and bounds.
Okay. A mistake that we women so often make is saying that you're not satisfied with the sex and thinking that that's going to bring more satisfying sex. And logically, it seems like that would make sense. You know, if something isn't working, oh, this isn't what's working for me and this is what I want. But men really, well, everybody, but it seems that most men, even more so than most women, really respond to appreciation. So we have 3 minutes before break, so I'm going to just say as much as I can in that time before we go. And write a list of everything you appreciate about him, everything you find sexy about him, and give him permission to completely enjoy sex with you. So instead of approaching him from a place of, I'm feeling sad, I have this whole history now, we've had, you know, it's never really been what I totally wanted, and it's even less so now, and I'm frustrated. Instead, approaching this man as your beloved, focusing on everything that you appreciate about him. And I don't know how long it's been. I mean, is it regular for you to come up and want to just give him sexual pleasure without a thought of...
myself?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really, yes. So that, there's a whole lot of steps that are coming to my mind, but there isn't time to go through all of that. So that's the first recommendation that I would give you. And then email me back. Email me at Lynette, LYNNET, at openingtoecstasy, that's ECSTASY.com. Let me know after you've taken a week at least of approaching him at least 3 times and just saying, you know, I appreciate this about you. I appreciate that about you. Thank you so much for this and that. And really feel it, really tap into it and come to him from a place of giving him a sexual pleasure, whatever his favorite sexual experience is. Give that to him without any thought of your own pleasure. And I pretty much could guarantee you that you're going to get a lot more pleasure yourself. We got to go to break right now. Thank you so much for the call, Clara. You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. The number to call is 800-930-2819. We're going to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. The lines are open today. Now's your chance to receive answers and healing live. Call 800-930-2819. And just to finish up with Clara, she's already off the line. We have another caller waiting. But I just want to say, always pay attention to what energy you're bringing to your husband, that everything is energy. So flirt with him. Flirting is enjoying yourself and enjoying him. So enjoy your husband. Enjoy your body. And when you get to the place where you can completely surrender to love and surrender to pleasure and passion with him, it'll really shift your relationship. Whenever we have an idea, an ideal that we measure against reality, we end up suffering. Let go of that idea of needing more and open to the ecstasy that you are already having in your life right now, approaching him with complete gratitude. And as far as your second question about keeping the sexual energy flowing, just really briefly, squeezing, you know, the Kegel energy exercises, you know, squeezing your pelvic area And then breathing that energy through your body, doing that many times a day, will definitely keep the energy flowing in you, and it can really add to the flirting and enjoying your husband as well. And again, my email is Lynette, L-Y-N-N-E-T, at opening to ecstasy, E-C-S-T-A-S-Y is how you spell ecstasy, Lynette at openingtoecstasy.com. You can also get my contact information from openlivenow.com. That's a website, and my contact info will be on there. All right. I'm ready for the next question. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, can you hear?
I can hear you.
Okay, there's an echo on the line, but it's starting to fade. And are you comfortable sharing your name?
Yes, this is Evelyn.
Hello, Evelyn. Thanks for calling in.
From California. Thank you for taking my call.
And I'm ready for your question or comment or your need.
Well, I guess I'm kind of at a transitional point in my life, and I was curious what insight you might be able to discern with me. I want to move forward into, let's say, like a new career or a new phase of my life. And when I think about doing the simpler steps, like, for instance, advertising, I'm a massage therapist, like advertising for clients, I'll feel a great deal of resistance thinking that that isn't quite yet what I'm being called to. And so I have this sort of a real desire to move forward, and at the same time, I'm battling this resistance, and I'm not really sure why.
Okay. Well, resistance generally is fear, but what is your vision? Like you say, you had a transition, and you're wanting to move forward. Do you know what you're moving forward to, or what you're visioning you're moving forward to?
It's not super clear. I feel like I'm still kind of learning what that's going to be. And so, you know, if I think of like big fantasy, I imagine, let's say, having a healing retreat center with people coming and spending a week doing various, you know, different modalities, opening their hearts, opening their minds, doing body work, movement, and just having a really wonderful kind of place like that. But I know there's a lot of steps between there and here. And it's the little mundane steps that I think I'm feeling the resistance to.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, no, that's great. I absolutely understand what you're talking about. So the more clear you can be on your big vision, you know, making a vision board, you know, writing it out and writing it in present tense and getting connected to how would you feel when you have this healing center and people are coming and opening up and healing. How would you feel? Just imagine it right now. Forget all the hows and all the steps. Just imagine. How would you feel? How are you going to feel?
It seems like it's something so big, it's hard for me to even imagine it. But I would feel, you know, like I was giving. I would feel fulfilled. I would feel excited. I would feel a sense of fun, I believe. But I think I would also feel nervousness, and I would feel responsibility. And I would feel, you know, a lot of things around creating such a big container.
Okay. Well, I could see why you'd be having resistance, because even in your fantasy mind, you're projecting nervousness and a sense of responsibility that, so what is the resistance to the sense of responsibility?
Possibly that I have always been the responsible one in the rest of my phases of my life. And so, that carries a lot of weight. You know, it's a lot of work. It's it doesn't leave a lot of time or energy left over for me. I've cared for three elderly parents for 14 years until they passed, and I've done a lot of things where I had to carry a lot of responsibility. And so when I think of that, when I think of the responsibility for providing this amazing experience for people, I, you know, that does seem a little bit scary.
Yes, so you have this wonderful gift, but the gift is going to go through the same filter that everything else has gone through in your life. And so there's a block around the sense of responsibility and maybe an imbalance in caring for yourself. So you're imagining that that same, I don't want to quite call it a dysfunction, but you're imagining that you're projecting that into the future. And so I would do some clearing work around the sense of responsibility. Get really clear what's going on there for you and getting free and empowered around that. And then you could, you know, have fun with your vision, you know. And when you imagine what you're wanting from this place of just absolute joy, and where you're not responsible for somebody else's experience. If people are coming to your healing center, you're not responsible for their experience. They are.
Right. I guess what I think of is I imagine, I project that it would be a lot of work and time consuming and, you know, stressful, and you'd have to have a place for them to stay and something for them to eat and make sure that their needs are taken care of. And if you had other like co-facilitators that put on, you know, either like movement exercises or what, you know, I've worked all of my life, and so I know how much work it would take to create something like that. And so the fantasy of it, like going to a retreat center, I can get really excited about that. But being the one behind the scenes that's making it all happen, yeah, definitely, there's just that sense of, God, I know that that's going to be a lot of work.
Well, I could understand, you know, with that in mind, why it would prevent you from moving forward. And, you know, the way I understand it is when you have a dream, and you put that out there and put the feeling of that out there, the hows will take care of themselves, which doesn't mean that you don't need to do the work, but the hows will come. In every moment, you'll get the inspiration to connect with this person, to make this phone call, to take this particular course, or, you know, the hows will unfold before you. But when you're expecting, accidentally muted myself for a second there. When you're expecting, you know, all this, it sounds like a, you know, burden and a bother, then no wonder you're not going to move forward. So you can have your big vision, and then you can make some smaller steps. And, you know, it'd be great if you could hire a coach to help you with that, or see someone who's already done a healing center, or maybe somebody who's doing something, you know, on a smaller scale that feels really good to you. And you can imagine, I could do this. Maybe that other feels a little too far out there. You can't quite relate to it. So start with something you could pick that's a little smaller, a really small healing center. Maybe just with a couple of therapists, maybe even start with one other therapist, and creating an environment that feels the way you want it to feel, and just start taking those little steps. We're right at break time, and I hope that was helpful to you.
Yes, I think that, opened my insight to the feeling of the work around it. I think in all of my difficulties looking forward, I think the realization or the thinking how much work it's going to be has been hampering me.
Well, absolutely. You know, who's going to want to do that? You know, I mean, as long as you're doing that, you're not going to move forward. You know? It's like, no, thank you.
It's hard not to see the work. So that's something I have to work on.
How about having fun with it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I would love for you also in a week to send me an email and let me know how you're doing with this, and we'll see what the next step would be. But start with have fun with your vision. Have fun with your vision. Thank you for calling in, Evelyn.
Okay.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're taking live callers today, 800-930-2819. Enjoy the break, and we'll be right back.
Is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. The lines are open today. So call 800-930-2819 if you're interested in having a question answered, getting some live coaching or healing. Give me a call. Again, that's 800-930-2819. So both the people who called in had questions that I can really relate to. And I would like to say a little more about them. We really need to pay attention to what we're creating from. So often we'll think, you know, I want a better relationship. I want better sex. I want to move forward in my career. I want a new house, all these different things. And we don't realize that what's blocking us is ourself. And that's not from a place of blame or judgment, just stepping into awareness. So it's really important to pay attention to what kind of energy you're bringing. When you approach your partner, what kind of energy are you bringing? Are you bringing it, you're wrong, you're not good enough, I'm not happy with you? Or are you coming from, I love you, I appreciate you, you're fabulous, and bringing more of that into your life? Are you approaching people with an attitude of, I need more, you need to give more to me? Or from, what can I do for you? How can I serve you? And I know that that can sound counterintuitive in the sense that as a woman, I got to feeling like I'd been serving people so much and I needed to take care of myself. So I went through a period of time where I wasn't giving as much. I'd been giving so much and I stopped giving so much. And at first it seemed like it was better. Like I was conserving some energy and sort of dismantling myself and reforming myself. And all of that was good. But I must admit that I actually created more suffering in my life by getting this attitude of what's in it for me. I didn't hold on to that attitude in my life for that long, but while I was in that space, it was hurtful to my relationships. And no matter what my partner was doing for me, it didn't ever really feel like enough. I noticed the things that he didn't do more than the things that he did do. So I began to notice what is going right, what is going the way that you want, what makes you happy. It's natural. It seems like we're biologically programmed to look for what's wrong and what isn't working. So, you know, let's evolve. Let's take the next step in evolution and look for what makes you happy, what's serving you, what you really want, and celebrate. Have gratitude. You know, we really can have a fabulous life. And as far as, you know, creating, stepping forward with a dream, it really is true that whether you want to call it the universe, God, consciousness, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, that force, it's in all of us. It wants what's best for us, but it's going to do basically what we ask. So if you're putting out an energy unconsciously of resistance, of fear, and you're projecting all these possibilities that you don't want, it's like putting your foot on the gas and on the brake at the same time. And you end up burning up your engine instead of moving forward. So just pay attention. What are you doing with your energy? Are you frying out your motor? Don't judge yourself for that, you know. You can have a laugh about it and take some breaths. And then create anew from that renewed place. There's another caller on the line, so I'm ready. Hello? Are you there?
Hi.
Yes, hello.
I am. I can hear you.
Great. And who am I talking to?
Angie.
Hey, Angie. Thank you so much for calling. And
Hi.
What's your question?
My question is, when you feel like you're ready for a relationship and you've been sort of in and out and scared and hurt, but you feel like you're open, but the one isn't coming, it doesn't seem to be there, you don't seem to be finding your way to it, how can you figure out what it is that you're blocking? How do you get to where you're, like what you were just talking about, the energy that I'm bringing? Because if I feel like I'm open, I feel like I'm bringing the right energy, but obviously if I'm not getting the result, I'm not.
Okay, well, I don't know all the specific details, but while you were talking, when you said the one isn't coming, I got this tingly feeling really strong through my whole body, and I had to keep my mouth shut because a strong voice wanted to come out and say, the one is coming. So I feel like that's a message for you. The one is coming. Maybe you can't see it right now, but it's here. He's on his way. Love is here already. I don't know exactly what that means. And I'm going to sit with it and see what else comes, but I felt like that was the really strong piece that was just coming through. So just give me a moment here. I'm going to sit with that. So celebrate. Celebrate knowing that you're already in the love that you're seeking. Not only do you already have it inside of you, but you're in it. Live like it now. And I know how challenging that can be. I'm also in a place where maybe I'm not completely ready for a relationship. I've only been out of one for 3 months, but I think I am. And I'm ready to attract that. And I think I'm having more resistance than you are. As I'm saying it, I'm realizing that. But it's so easy to look at the result that we're having in the moment and in the past and project that onto what's happening now and what's coming in the future. The truth is that in every moment we have infinite possibility. We really are in the realm of infinite possibility. And the more you connect with that place of infinite possibility and then consciously project from there the future that you're wanting. So you're having this desire for a partner. The future that you want wants you. He's out there. He wants you too.
Well, that's the guy I'm looking for. That's the one that wants me too.
He wants exactly you. If you have another moment, I would like to just take a moment here to just tune in and see if there's something that comes up that's blocking it. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I feel, I have a sense that you've been working a lot on feeling worthy and deserving, but there's still some of that happening where, it's kind of sneaky, some underlying thoughts of that maybe this, that, or the other thing would need to change, or something in you that you're maybe still wanting to hide, maybe still feeling some secret shame about. And when we have things that we're wanting to hide, it can cause us to unconsciously deflect receiving love. Because love really is being fully accepted, being fully seen. And when there's shame and thoughts of, you know, this thing, you know, I want to be loved, I want relationship, except this little part of me, I'm going to put in a little compartment or hide. It doesn't mean you can't be in relationship while you're still having areas like that and doing that, because everybody has pieces like that. But as far as for blocks, that's what's coming up that you would need to work on is loving those parts of yourself that you've been feeling are not lovable and celebrating that, being happy about it. I know that anything is possible when we believe it and have the faith. So do you believe that you have your mate, your partner, your beloved out there? Are you on the line still?
Most of the time.
Well,
I would say most of the time.
Well,
but it does ebb and flow in and out. It definitely isn't a constant.
That's okay. You still get to have him.
Well, that's good news.
It's not for me to decide, of course, but you've already decided it. You believe it. Keep standing in that belief. You already have everything you need inside of you. You have all the love inside of you. You have the belief inside of you. You have the knowledge and the connection inside of you. Keep breathing into that. Keep letting that grow. And right now, I'm just going to claim with you. I'm going to see it. I'm going to envision it. The right person for Angie. And anyone else who's listening who wants to join us and just envisioning that, seeing that, imagining you smiling, happy. How do you want to... Well, we only have 2 minutes before break, so I won't have time for you to answer this, but I want to leave you with this. Answer this in your own heart. Write it down. How do you imagine you'll feel when you're with him? And get really clear about that. You know, you may have already written, you know, what you want, what you don't want in a partner. And be really clear, you know, how you want to feel when you're with him, and feel that way now. Practice every day feeling the way that you imagine you'll feel when you're with this partner. Feel it now and keep feeling that. Give yourself that gift. Our mind has this amazing power to imagine, to visualize, and it doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. You keep imagining that, you keep feeling it, and it will draw it to you, and you get the added bonus of getting to feel that fabulous already right now and not having to wait for it.
That answer really resonated with me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling. I appreciate getting to talk with you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Thank you too. Bye.
You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Keep being present. Keep holding yourself with love. We're going to take a short break, and be sure to call 800-930-2819 with any questions, any healing, any comments. Please give me a call.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
ReserveVage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including ReserveVage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from ReserveVage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. ReserveVage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at ReserveVage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit ReserveVage.com and feel vitality today.
Back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. The lines are open today, 800-930-2819. We've been taking callers, and I really appreciate the questions that we've been getting. So I want to add that so often in life, we shut down our hearts without even realizing that we're doing it. And then we come up with the evidence to prove, you know, to justify, to validate why we closed our hearts down. You know, we have fears in our minds and we project those. And, you know, if we're in a relationship or wanting a relationship or have a dream that we're wanting, but particularly in relation to another person, you'll have a thought that you're not even aware that you're thinking and your heart closes down and you don't even realize that it happens. Then the energy that we're putting out starts proving to us that we were right in shutting our hearts. And maybe we didn't even realize that we shut it in the first place. So that's it's a act of conscious awareness that we have to just keep practicing all the time. And I hope that you could do it with a smile, with laughing, with humor, non-judgment, not thinking, oh, my heart has to be open all the time or that I'm doing something wrong. You know, we've got to have a sense of humor about this. You know, we're all in this together. We're all human. This is not about being perfect. But anytime you can think of it, open your heart. So I invite you right now, all of you listening, to open your heart, even just a little, to whatever it is you're experiencing in this moment. And you can start with opening your heart to yourself. You know, why wait to feel love? Why wait to feel the way that you want to feel? The dream for your future, your relationship, the relationship you want to have. How will you feel when you have whatever it is that you want? Feel that way now. Give yourself that gift. I can't think of a better Christmas gift to give yourself than feeling good, loving yourself, being happy. So somebody had asked me before, what does it opening to ecstasy mean? And to me, ecstasy is opening to everything. Opening to everything. Attaching to nothing. Resisting nothing. And it's a state that I strive for, that I attain in moments. And it opens me up to greater sexual ecstasy, absolutely. But just a sense of open-hearted bliss in life. To me, that's opening to ecstasy. And clearing out the things that we've been attached to, the ways that we've been held back. And I'm a body story expert, among other things. And as a body story expert, I help people locate contracts that they've made in their life. When there's an area that you're held back, there's a contract that was made at some point earlier in your life, and then you've been living your life from that and repeating these patterns over and over and over. And the work I do goes into the unconscious, into the body, so that the shift can happen on that deeper level. When you're just trying to shift from changing your habits and you're fighting against your unconscious mind, it doesn't work. I was a massage therapist for 14 years before I got into this work. And as a massage therapist, I found that clients' bodies were talking to me all the time. It took me years before I really caught on to that, because I wasn't listening. And once I started really listening, the bodies just, you know, it's like each cell seemed to have its own heart, and they're like pouring their heart out to me because people weren't listening to their own bodies. So I invite each and everyone who's listening, listen to your body, listen to your voice. It's always communicating with you. I have a Christmas special that I wanted to offer just for the listeners. And I'm offering half price for a single session with me for the first 5 people who call or email me. And my number is 541-982-2707. My email is lynette@openingtoecstasy.com. Lynette is spelled L-Y-N-N-E-T. Only one T, no E at the end. Ecstasy is ECSTASY. Lynette@openingtoecstasy.com. You can also get that information off my site, which is openlivenow.com. That's openlivenow.com. And there's a contact page there. So I also offer free introductory 15-minute body story inventories for people that are interested in having a session, but they're not sure, want to find out if we're a good fit. So if you want to connect deeply to your body and soul, if you want to get free of the programming, shame, and fears that keep you from loving yourself, loving your body, your life, and the world around you, then please contact me for your 15-minute consultation. And if you choose to get free now, I'm offering half price for a single session for the first 5 listeners who make an appointment with me. And that's a $250 value that you'd be getting for $125 for this limited time. So if you're interested, contact me as soon as possible, and you can have a 15-minute consultation to see if we'd be a fit. And then you could, if you're one of the first 5 people, you'll get the special price. I want to thank everyone for listening today, and thank the people who called in. I want to remind everybody to flirt more often. Flirting is enjoying yourself in the presence of another person. So that's a gift that you can give everybody for Christmas, and that's flirting. It doesn't mean trying to start something. It doesn't mean stepping out of a commitment that you're already in a relationship. It means enjoying yourself in the presence of another. So I encourage everyone to give lots of flirting, lots of smiles, lots of open-hearted loving. Just imagine what the world would be like if we all actually treated each other the way that we know how to. We all want to know the secret in life, but the truth is that if you sat down and wrote out all the quote-unquote secrets to life that you already know that you're not living, you'd be really surprised. You could probably write a book just about all the secrets to life that you already know that you're not living. So pick one of them, or 2 or 3, and start living them now. Again, I want to thank everyone. Thank the call-ins. Thank you. It was Clara, Evelyn, and Angie. Thank you so much for your calls. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy. I appreciate the chance to get to talk with people live. This is the first time doing this, and it's been fun. I'm getting my feet wet here. For those who didn't get a chance to call in today, I'm taking calls again next Friday on Opening to Ecstasy at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 Eastern. Again, my site is openlivenow.com. If you're interested in the Christmas special, you'll be the first 5 listeners. Many blessings to all of you. Have a fabulous week, and I'll meet you here again next Friday for Opening to Ecstasy.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.